We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We welcome you into our Sooner Football 2021 NFL Draft Preview Show, presented by your Central Oklahoma Buick GMC dealers. Oklahoma in the NFL Draft. It will be April 29th through May the 1st in Baker Mayfield's hometown now of Cleveland, Ohio.
Where it snowed, by the way, yesterday.
I don't want that. I don't want that for anybody that's going there for the NFL Draft. But you know, our Sooner Sports TV NFL Draft guru is Chris Plank. And Oklahoma has had 397 players picked overall, 47 first-round drafts. Picks. We will see about this year, but it's a special time of the year. Let's be honest about it. Everybody that comes to play at the University of Oklahoma thinks they're going to the NFL. And if you play at Oklahoma, you have a better shot than you do at most places. But this is special for these guys who may get taken.
Oh, absolutely. And it's back in person this year,
right?
So it's not
Virtual
like we had last year. So when you get picked, you get to walk across the stage. I think they're still going to do the hug of Roger Goodell. And, you know, beyond, we're going to spend this whole show talking about the Oklahoma Sooners, the Ronnie Perkins, the Creed Humphreys, Ramondre Stevensons of the world. But it's a fascinating draft beyond that, which is why you got to rein me in here, Chad, and our producer, Matt Archibald, because we don't know what's going to happen at three. With what the Niners trade up to three, we don't know what's going to happen there. We don't know who's going to be the first non-quarterback to go. It could be a tight end. This is one of the wildest drafts, and we still haven't had in-person workouts, in-person meetings. So a lot of unknown heading into Thursday.
So some networks have their big board. We have Plank's projections for the Sooners in the NFL draft. It is presented by your Central Oklahoma Buick GMC dealers. We'll see about potentially the first round for Creed Humphrey and or Ronnie Perkins. Kind of depends upon need. But it looks like six guys have a very good shot of going.
I appreciate what you've done for me here, Chad. Because you haven't put me on the spot to say, okay, exactly where is Creed Humphrey going? That's for later in the show. But as you can see, there's still a good chance that both Creed Humphrey and Ronnie Perkins could go in the first round. We'll talk about that as this show rolls on. But the running back position is incredibly deep. There's two guys that are going to go in the first round, and Najee Harris and obviously Travis Etienne out of Clemson. But after that, it is just, it's an unknown. It's whomever you have as your third running back. Trey Brown might be one of the first picks of the third day of the draft, or a team might say, we need to get our nickel slot corner, get him in there ASAP, and they might trade up in the third round to go get him. And then, obviously, there'll be a lot of speculation later in the draft in the fifth, sixth, seventh rounds about where Trey Norwood and Adrian Ealy can go. But we got six dudes to talk about, and I think all of them are going to end up getting their names called.
It's so good to talk about guys being drafted on the defensive side of the ball, where Kenneth Murray went in the first round out of Oklahoma. Neville Gallimore went to the Dallas Cowboys as well. And the first guy we talk about this time around is Ronnie Perkins. I don't know if there was a defensive player in the country who, over the final six or seven games of the year, made as much headway, so to speak, with NFL teams as Ronnie Perkins. He was second team All Big 12 a couple of times. Probably had he played a full season this year, he would have been a first team guy. did miss those games because of a suspension rollover from the previous season. But take us through what these NFL scouts see in Ronnie Perkins.
Well, they want to see more, I think, is the way to put it, Chad, because there's just, unfortunately for Ronnie Perkins, there's just not a lot on tape from this last season. Yeah, the measurables were good. You know, there was some debate whether or not he got a little dinged up on his 40-yard dash or if he just kind of felt good about sitting on his time. But if you watch the game, the production is there.
Undeniable. It is undeniable.
No question whatsoever. But they want to see a little bit more of Ronnie Perkins. And I'll tell you what, I love the kid. I mean, I think he brings an energy and a love for the game.
An edge. NFL teams like that. This game's played in a controlled rage. Bob Stoops used to say that all the time. This guy exhibits that, does he not?
Absolutely. But here's the question. What position is he at the next level? What's he going to do for you? Where is he going to play? You know that teams want to use him in that Khalil Mack, Vernon, Von Miller type of situation as that stand-up rush edge. But does he have the arsenal of moves to be able to consistently do that at the next level? I think that's the big question. And the problem is you want to say, well, just draft him and find out. But we're talking about potentially risking a top 100 pick, maybe in this instance, top 32 pick, in order to try to bring him in to do that. And you can't take that risk. So I would love to be able to sit here and confidently tell you I think he's in that list with Murray, McCoy, and Harris as a first-round pick. But, Chad, I don't know. This is a deep rush in class.
Fingers crossed for him. Yeah. Your Sooner Defenders Drafted, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. You go back to 96 and Cedric Jones, fifth overall to the Giants. Stocker McDougal and some of the greats in Roy Williams and Tommy Harris. Gerald McCoy was the last guy. It went 10 years before K-9 was taken by the Chargers in last year's draft. So, there is certainly a chance that this guy joins this illustrious group.
And here's the thing. What do teams want in a rush edge? What do they want? Are they looking for tall, lean Jalen Phillips, got that bend, can get around the edge? Or are they looking for passionate football dudes that are just going to bull rush you, be the first guy off the bus and loves football? That's Ronnie Perkins.
Yeah, two different possibilities, two different positions, essentially. And the two guys who coached those positions for Ronnie Perkins at Oklahoma, Jamar Cain and Calvin Thibodeau, weigh in with their thoughts.
And I just tell you, man, there hadn't been one game that kid hadn't found the football in. He's a football player, man.
The throw under pressure. He's thrown down like a rag doll.
That was unbelievable strength by Ronnie Perkins there. I mean, he slams him to the ground.
You're getting a guy that just doesn't care and plays the game and loves it.
Under pressure, he smashed. It's a sack again.
Some people, you know, they like playing football, but they don't love it. His heart would be broken if he didn't have football. Ronnie truly loves the game.
I can't wait to hear his name called. It's going to be a blessing.
I think that next to last thing Jamar Cain said, Ronnie loves football. NFL teams love guys who love football.
And fought to get back on the field this year. And I think that's a big deal. There's a big debate about guys who opted out. The Micah Parsons of the world, the Penei Sewells, others. I mean, a lot, Jamar Chase. But this is a Ronnie Perkins guy that easily, whenever his suspension was carried over to this year, could have said, I'm done. I'm preparing for the draft. Chad, he fought to get on the field, and I know that's going to matter to a lot of teams.
The trajectory of Ronnie Perkins' year kind of was similar to that of his teammate, Ramondre Stevenson.
Great comparison.
They both had to miss some games, but when they got on the field, they were as productive as anyone at their position in the country. Ramondre averaged 110 yards rushing in the six games that he played, and he was a star. Big games down the stretch. Iowa State, Big 12 championship game. Oklahoma State, this guy certainly showed up. 6.5 yards per carry. This is after he averaged 8 yards per carry the previous season. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. There's a lot to like. And remember, he doesn't have that many carries on his frame, on his body. He's got a long, productive potential career ahead of him, Chris.
I'm a firm believer that if Ramondre Stevenson is eligible from day one, the Sooners finished last year undefeated. With that said, I think he's going to be a better pro than he even was in college, because we saw it at his pro day. You're watching the video right here. He already looked leaner, right? He already looked a little bit smoother than he did at times in college. And I thought one of my takeaways this year was how shifty he looked and how elusive that he looked. But, you know, Chad, really, this comes down to a style fit. And I've said this from day one when we started talking about where Ramondre might go. What do you want in a running back? You know, do you want that guy that's going to be able to run away from everyone? Well, then Ramondre Stevenson might not be your guy. But if you want a guy who just seems to always avoid tackles and make plays, which I think most teams want, I mean, look at this dude. This is your guy right here, and he's going to get better because football is going to be the only thing that he focuses on, and he loves the game. So, yeah, and you hit on it, tread on the tires.
Yeah.
You know, this is a guy that didn't run the ball a lot. Think about Josh Jacobs whenever he was coming out of Alabama. They had three different running backs. Ramondre, you know, had a deep backfield his first season at Oklahoma, but then didn't play much during last season. So you're right, Chad. It's a lot of positives for Ramondre Stevenson. Now it's about what a team wants in a running back.
And Oklahoma has a pedigree of productive NFL running backs. Heck, you can go all the way back to Steve Owens and Billy Sims.
Right.
More recently, Adrian Peterson, given Father Time the stiff arm, still trying to become the NFL's all-time
leading
rusher. Next
year.
Samaje Perine, Joe Mixon, NFL guys, including the guy who now coaches running backs at the University of Oklahoma, the former NFL Offensive Player of the Year, DeMarco Murray. Here's what he thinks about Ramondre in the NFL.
They'll give it to him off the right side, cuts back inside,
wow.
Shakes a tackler at the 10.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Ramondre Stevenson into the end zone. Touchdown Sooners. It goes to Stevenson. He walks into the end zone. Ramondre Stevenson. Ram, bam.
You know, Ramondre is a great player. He's extremely versatile for his size. You don't get a lot of backs with that size and speed, so I think that's why a lot of scouts and teams love him.
Big body, tough runner, and you're not going to bring him down with arm tackles.
Ramondre Stevenson from Oklahoma is about as good as you could possibly draw a running back up.
And he catches the ball very well. You know, he's physical, he's tough, and, you know, I'm excited about Ramondre and his future, and I know he's going to be great at the next level.
It's a race, 20, 15, 10, they're not going to get him. Touchdown, Ramondre Stevenson.
Thank you to our Cornerstone Television partners, OU Health, Anheuser-Busch, and the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies. And our community partners, Landers Auto Group, Coca-Cola, and OU Health.
We welcome you back into the Sooner NFL Draft Preview. Offensive line and Oklahoma. You could make an offensive line and a reserve unit of current Sooners in the NFL. Darrell Williams all the way back in 2014. Samia Powers, Cody Ford, Evans, and Brown. Four of these guys played on the same offensive line together. Bill Beedenbo's done an incredible job. Hep, you go back, Lane Johnson, Trent Williams, they're still playing in the NFL. If you want to play in the NFL and you're an offensive lineman, come to Oklahoma. That mess is pretty simple, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you think about the future, looking ahead, you know, you kind of start looking at guys and kind of their makeup down the road, and you think, wow, you know, maybe an Andrew Rame is going to be in that mix in the future. Marquise Hayes came back. But as we're sitting here right now, the best thing going for Creed Humphrey and Adrian Ealy is that they were coached by Bill Beedenbo. Take note, future offensive linemen. The best thing going for these guys heading into the draft for scouts and teams, they were coached by one of the best.
Not just guys getting drafted, productive NFL starters.
Absolutely.
Is what they're producing.
Hey, and Ben Powers was a starter this year for Baltimore.
Yeah. A couple of guys, Orlando Brown and Ben Powers,
on
both
that
Sooners
outside.
On there. All right, we got to get into this year's guys. And Creed Humphrey, it seems like this day has been coming for about 3 years. You might say that Creed Humphrey, despite all these guys who have been drafted that he played alongside, he's been Oklahoma's best offensive lineman for about 3 or 4 years. In fact, NFL draft gurus would tell you that. It's just he plays the center position, not a great position of need in the NFL.
Yeah, and usually one center is going to go in the first round every single year, and this might be a season where one doesn't. He's in this mix with Landon Dickerson, the center out of Alabama, who's also projected more as a guard. But what Creed Humphrey did, Chad, and you were on the coverage for the pro day, was he showed off his athleticism. And if there's one thing I've learned from Gabe Eichert is, in the Oklahoma Sooner offense and what Bill Beedenbo asks from his center, it's not always where you get to show off your athletic ability. Creed Humphrey did that during his pro day and showed that, okay, maybe you're a team that has a center. and you might be looking for more of an interior guy. Creed Humphrey can do that for you. Look at that goose egg.
Is he learning
zero
to snap
sacks
a little bit with his right hand as well,
yeah,
as we saw at Pro Day, which it's a little thing, but it's
right,
a little different.
Well, I don't know if there's even a left-handed snapping center in the NFL right mm-hmm now. So just to show his versatility. But I'll tell you what, somebody is going to get a guy in either the late first, if it's Kansas City sitting at 31 right now, or the early second round, Chad, they're going to get a center that can be the anchor of their offensive line for a decade.
Yep.
That's how good he potentially is.
He's got the honors. He's got the tape. He's got the productivity. He's got the pedigree from Oklahoma. Now he just needs a team to feel like a center is the right thing for them to draft. No question, Bill Biedenbo has been kind of looking forward to this day for several years.
That's what a first-round offensive lineman looks like.
You know, obviously extremely smart player, tough player, guy that really loves playing football. You know, everybody knows about his wrestling background, which, you know, obviously helps in that situation.
Got Creed Humphrey, an All-American center in front of him. Do they quarterback sneak this? Snap, quarterback sneak, pushing, and he falls into the end zone. It's a touchdown.
I really think the guy's going to play as long as he wants to, and he's going to be a Pro Bowler. I mean, I think he's, you know, the best center. I know, you know, everybody else that coach their guys thinks that, but I've been around a lot of good ones, and he's the best one. And that's not taken away from anybody else, but he's got, you know, special traits that are going to, you know, make him a good player for a long time.
Cannot wait to see Creed Humphrey and where he lands having a productive NFL career. You can say the same for a guy like Adrian Ealy. He has played alongside so many other stars offensive linemen at Oklahoma who are now in the NFL. He is the ideal size for an NFL right tackle, probably left tackle as well. Second team All Big 12 twice. And remember, he's only played two seasons because of who he was playing behind who are now in the NFL.
Yeah, it kind of makes it challenging when you're trying to start and, oh, Cody Ford is starting in front of you, or an Orlando Brown is in front of you. But the lack of playing time also ended with him getting that information and being able to absorb it in meeting rooms and on the practice field. I don't know what draft day is going to look like for Adrian Ealy, and I think it's probably going to be very frustrating mm-hmm for him more than anything else. But he is a guy that if you are looking for a tackle, and again, Cootie always makes fun of me. You make fun of me. Teddy makes fun of me because it comes back to the Raiders, right? So the Las Vegas Raiders moved on from Trent Brown this year at right tackle. They have a need, but they have some depth there. Maybe this is a guy that they look at late in the draft because you can bring him in and take a year to kind of, hey, this is what you need to learn. This is what you need to know. Because, Chad, the stuff I saw on tape is incredible mm-hmm from Adrian Ealy, and I don't remember hearing his name called much last year, which is a really good thing for a tackle, right? So I just think with his athleticism, and he's still learning the position, I wish he would have come back for another year. But to have that opportunity, he's going to get a chance either as an undrafted free agent or as someone going in the seventh or sixth round, to where I think he's got a chance to make a roster. And if he has to spend some time on a practice squad this year, so be it. He's going to learn, and I think he's got that size that you talked about and the athletic ability that can make him someone in the league for a long time. I love his future.
He's got the pedigree, and on his resume, it says he was coached by
Bill
Biedenbo at Oklahoma. Look at the guys in the NFL. Here's Bill Biedenbo's thoughts on Adrian Ealy.
Really good. He carries his weight nicely. Looks like an athlete.
You know what? Big, long, athletic guy, strong guy, and he's another guy that he's going to try to do everything, you know, the right way. Love coaching him. You're going to love being around him. He's going to continue to get better and better. You know, he started for basically 2 years here. From the time he came here till now, I mean, he's made astronomical leaps, and I think he's going to continue to do that. And I know he is. He's going to work very, very hard. He's going to do whatever the coaches tell him, and I think he's going to have a long, productive career as well.
You know, Biedenbo and his track record of putting good tackles, good offensive line in the NFL, that's going to help Ealy out a lot.
What Biedenbo just said about Ealy is a lot like what we talked about with Stevenson. I think he's a guy that's going to be a better pro even than he was in college
mm-hmm
because now football is the only thing that he is focused on. I think it's going to work wonders for him. I think he's going to make a roster. Don't know if he's going to go before the sixth round, Chad, but I think that football-only focus is going to be big for the future of Adrian Ealing.
Just a two-year starter, so his brightest days are still ahead
of
him.
Absolutely.
Coming up next, a couple of Sooners are hoping that draft day is a trade day. Trey Brown, Trey Norwood, longtime productive players in the Sooners secondary. Where might they land? We continue on with our Sooner football draft preview show next.
Sooners Sports TV is brought to you by Buick GMC. See your Oklahoma Buick GMC dealers. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of Sooner Athletics. Get Sooner Sports news and talk on demand whenever you want with the Sooner Sports Podcast. Exclusive interviews, post-game shows, and all things Sooner Sports. Subscribe today at Soonersports.com/podcast. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Riverwind and Allstate.
Welcome back into the Sooner Football NFL Draft Preview Show, presented by your Central Oklahoma Buick GMC dealers. We turn to the defensive side of the football once again here, and we talk about two Treys who were longtime productive starters. Trey Norwood is one who overcame injury and spectacularly had five interceptions his senior season. But Trey Brown is a guy, Chris, we talk about speed, we talk about production, we talk about going against some of the best wide receivers in the country when you play in the Big 12 Conference. Second team All-Big 12 this year. Remember, he was an All-Big 12 kick returner back in 2018, so he could add that element in the NFL. What do scouts think of Trey Brown?
And I think he will. I think he's going to be a kick returner. I'll tell you what I've heard from the different people that I've talked to is they were really impressed with how he handled himself at the Senior Bowl. Now, he won one of the awards for being a good practice player, and that's important. I don't think we have to go on a soliloquy here about how practice is more important than the game at the Senior Bowl, but he caught a lot of eyes. And then, you know, I just feel like every single time I look back at, say, 2021 or 2020 and 2019, the big plays are being made by Trey Brown.
Absolutely. Big 12 championship game against Texas.
Yep.
Big sack. Against Baylor, he chases down Chris Platt, who's an Olympic-caliber mm-hmm. speedster, to save the game against Baylor as well. You're right. Big plays in big games.
Yeah, and Dane Brugler brought it up. You know, it's in that you're not seeing someone that's being mentioned in the same conversation with the Patrick Surtains right now or the Caleb Farleys or any of the first-round corners, but you are looking at a guy to where there's not a lot of questions about what he can do when he's on the field. So, with that in mind, you know, you might be looking at a guy that if I'm in Pittsburgh right now, you kind of have an eye on as a slot corner because he just, Chad, makes plays. And I think that's what every NFL team is looking for is a playmaker. No, yeah, he's fast. He's
fast.
Really fast.
Definitely, definitely is that. And Sooner cornerbacks coach Roy Manning played five seasons in the NFL, spent some time with the Green Bay Packers. He evaluates what he thinks Trey Brown can do for an NFL team.
He has time. Lob toward the end zone. It's intercepted! Trey Brown! You could unhitch the wagon!
We're supposed to be the best at what we do, you know, at every position. And so to go there and, you know, maybe some other people took note of that, players, coaches, what have you, you know, it just says that we're doing the right thing. Trey's going to bring that level of, you know, just wanting to step up against the best receiver. In those crucial times, you kind of saw his name show up and, you know, was able to make a play when the team needed it. So I expect those things to continue.
Being chased. He's going to lob late for the end zone. It is intercepted! Intercepted! Trey Brown did it again! Purdy back to pass under pressure. Lobs it down the middle. It is knocked away. Trey Brown steps up, flushed right, throws right. It's intercepted! Trey Brown picked it off!
His fellow Trey Norwood, 2019, the perseverance, the mental fortitude to come back from missing the entire season because of an injury suffered in preseason camp. How did he rebound? Well, he played in all 10 games in 2020. Big 12 co-leader, tied for third in the country with five interceptions. This is a guy who has a chance, Chris. What do you think?
Yeah, it just, again, it kind of goes back to the same thing with Ronnie Perkins. Just need more tape on him. And Trey got caught up in contact tracing. He missed a lot of practices this year. I kind of put him in that same category with Adrian Ealing. And I don't know how fun draft day is going to be for him, or draft days over the three-day process. Wish he would have come back for his for another season, but he was ready. And, you know, sometimes you start hearing about, hey, he's been told by X team or Y team that if he's there late in the draft, they're going to go get him. Position versatility is what we keep hearing, in that he's shown that he could play safety, nickel, corner. NFL teams like that. Now, would they love to see him just play one position and dominate? Absolutely. But this is a guy that will continue to add to his frame, get a little bigger, a little stronger. And, Chad, he can do a lot of different things. Was a sure tackler. Whenever he had an opportunity to pick it off, man, he made that play. And I think he's going to get a shot because he can do so much. And then once he gets in the right system, you know, they can put him at safety or corner, and he can end up being a pretty solid player.
Yeah, it seems
special
like
teams
it,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like a little thing, but for defensive backs, catch the ball.
Yeah.
Catch the ball. There are a lot of them who don't catch the ball and don't pick off passes like Trey Norwood. Oklahoma also a history of defensive backs who are late round picks or not picked at all, going on to some success in the NFL.
Tony Jefferson is the great example that we all look to, and you think about guys like Demontre Hurst. He went a little bit earlier, obviously, but I mean, these guys go in the league, Jamal Fleming, and they end up having pretty nice careers. And listen, Trey Norwood will need some time. Adrian Ealy is going to need some time. But the thing that's most important is he can make plays. Don't get too caught up in the stats. But bottom line is, sure tackler, makes the play, going to have an opportunity to make a team.
Oklahoma producing more NFL draft picks under head coach Lincoln Riley. Up next, we will look back at recent draftees as we take a look at some sound here from Roy Manning, who tells us what he thinks of Trey Norwood's possibilities in the NFL.
Columbi, quick throw across the middle. Deflected, intercepted! Trey Norwood at the 5! He's got it down to the 10! Second and 15. Quick throw on the slant pattern. Deflected, intercepted! It's Trey Norwood again! 25 and out of bounds!
I did a great job, and obviously has a knack for finding the football and, you know, making the plays. And again, you know, every time you looked up, he was right in the right space and doing the right thing. So I think he's going to definitely help himself as he moves on.
Throws across the middle. It is picked off! Intercepted! Trey Norwood, he's running it back. 35 to the 40. Gets a block to the corner. Faked again. Looks to the opposite side. Left side. Picked off by Norwood. Trey Norwood has green grass in front of him, and he'll take it to the house. A pick six from Trey Norwood.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by Riverwind. Still the one. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the TuneIn app and listen free.
Well, the first three rounds under head coach Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma, presented by Riverwind, still the one. 15 players since he first arrived as offensive coordinator in 2015. So many of these guys not just drafted, but productive stars in the NFL. Joe Mixon, Baker Mayfield, Orlando Brown. You know, you even go back to other guys past the third round in recent years, a D.D. Westbrook and some of the other players, Chris.
Yeah, and listen, he's going to add to that list this week. I think we all know that. There's a chance he could add two more first-round picks, but we're definitely going to see three, maybe four guys that end up going in that first round. Three round.
Since 2008, Oklahoma has had at least four players drafted. That's 13 straight years.
Unreal.
At least four Sooners go on to the NFL. So when do we get to find out? Well, here you go. First round, Thursday, April 29th, rounds 2 and 3, the following day on Friday on the 30th. First round is in prime time. The second round is in prime time. Then 4 through 7 you get on Saturday. That is an all-day affair, ABC, ESPN, NFL Network.
And it's a fun day, too.
It is.
It's a fun week, and good luck to these guys. It's going to be fun to follow their careers.
Now former Sooners realize their NFL dreams. Coming up for Chris Plank, I'm Chad McKee. We'll talk to you next time, Sooner Nation.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.